Something else you might want to call about this morning, panic attacks. You hear quite a bit about them. There's lots in the news of late about them, and, you know, you hear people say, oh, I had a panic attack. But what are they on about? How common are they, and how would you know if you're having one? Yvonne Phillips is from Cheshire and has lived with panic attacks for many years. She joins us this morning. Yvonne, thanks for coming in. What is a panic attack?
Well, to me, a panic attack is absolute total fear. You just feel that you're dying, basically. And that, to me, there's nothing to compare to the horror of it.
So what, as I say, you've had panic attacks. We'll come on to how you've overcome them in a minute. But what are you scared of?
It isn't hard to define, because you're so afraid of just the feeling, the sensation. You don't even go to think what triggered it off, and you don't even actually recognise what triggered it off. Not at that stage, you don't. Not when you don't have the knowledge that I've taught myself.
And so, is it almost like a paralysis? You can't do anything about it?
You do feel paralysed by fear. I mean, I actually remember I got lost in my car, and that's something that's one of my big horrors, because you feel you're out of control, which is panic, I suppose, out of control. And someone was up on a ladder, and I thought, I've got to get this man down off this ladder, and he's got to take me to hospital right now. I'm so terrified. But, you know, I can sort of laugh at it now, because at the time it was horrific, and that's what it feels like. You just want to run back to your safe place at home. But your safe place isn't really a safe place at all, because your will gets smaller, because if you've been out and you've had a panic attack in a certain place, you're then terrified to go to that place again, and so your confidence goes, and you just feel you just will caves in, really.
And so you could end up never going anywhere, by the sound of it.
Well, yes, I mean, some people do get to that, but I suppose I could see that to go and out and do something was better than to try and dwell on it. So you end up having to do other things to distract yourself from the feelings.
And what brought them on? I mean, is there something in your life that, you know, after an event you started getting panic attacks?
Yes, I definitely know. The first panic attack I had was when I was in hospital, and I had 3 miscarriages, and it was one of those. And so the trauma of that just tipped me over the edge. And I was in hospital, and I got these sensation of feelings, not knowing what on earth they were. And I did actually ask the staff, you know, what's happening to me, and they couldn't enlighten me. And so when I came back from theatre, I was all right again. But that was the start of 20-odd years of this terrible feeling and not knowing what was happening to me. And again, you know, I'd be out somewhere and not know how it was triggered. And you just live in total fear, basically.
OK, so say, I don't know, you're in the city centre and you suddenly have a panic attack. What would happen to you?
You just get this terrible feeling from deep within yourself, you know, that sort of, it's like a liquid fire of fear. And I can't say any more than the fact that it is like you think you're going to die. And I've had lots of fearful things happen to me in life, but I can't compare it to anything else that, you know, it's just this terrible physical feeling, sensation.
And did your doctor help? Did you go to your GP?
Oh, gosh, yes, I went to the GP many times with everything, thinking I had every disease under the sun. And they reassure you, but in some ways that doesn't help, because they're sort of, you're looking for reassurance, and that isn't the answer either. And I went to behavioural therapists and psychiatric nurses, and you talk about it, or you do exposure things where you've got something that's like on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. And you go out and do all these things that frighten you, face those fears. But then when they've gone away, you collapse back down again, because you haven't got an inbuilt knowledge of how to help yourself 24/7.
How bad did it get? Because I would imagine that being fearful of going to places or never knowing when the next attack will come makes you depressed, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It ranges from depression to anxiety to, you know, fear. You get the whole board, across the board of feelings, emotional sensations. The worst thing that happened to me, the worst panic attack I had, I'd actually felt really, really good for some time. And in fact, that was why it happened like a polarity, that the opposite then happened. I crashed dramatically and I woke up in the middle of the night, which nighttime was always a really bad time for me. And I was shaking with fear, because I'd got this you know, within my head I got this feeling that I was dying, but it was the worst one I'd ever had, far, far worse. And I thought, I can't cope with this anymore. And suicide was the way out at that time. And I'd felt that many times, but this was, I really mean it this time, you know, it was that bad.
Okay, well, we'll come on to in a minute why that didn't happen. I'm glad it didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, why you're here today and why you've made your way into Hamley from Cheshire and why you're able to talk live on the radio about these things.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a few moments. We'll take a break, though. Katie Tunstall, Suddenly I See. We're talking about panic attacks on BBC Radio Stoke with Yvonne Phillips from Cheshire, who's been talking us through the kinds of panic attacks that she'd been suffering for almost 20 years. And so how have your family, Yvonne, helped out with this? Have they been supportive through it?
Yeah, well, they have been supportive in to a degree. My husband especially, because I'd always have this problem or that problem, thinking I'd die of this sort of cancer or that sort of cancer, and I'd always look for him for reassurance. He was always willing to give it, but in some ways that compounds the problem because I'm not dealing with the fear. But I also found that, you know, I try to keep it from my children, really, and so you sort of put an act on and pretend everything's all right, because you're frightened that they're going to end up like you, or you just don't want to pick up, you know, give them any sort of anxiety either. So you just, and the actual fact that you're pretending in this drama that you created, that you can't, you know, you must make the problem worse, basically.
So what was it that motivated you to seek help, having been to the doctors and gone on all these different sort of psychotherapy courses? What motivated you then to look elsewhere?
Well, it was because of the worst panic attack I'd ever had when I woke up in the night. And so I was trawling through websites on the internet, and it was just something about one that I read, and I thought, oh, he sounds like he totally understands where I'm coming from. So I actually rang him up that night in New Zealand.
Yeah, it's not like you went, you know, to one in Crewe or anything like that. You went to New Zealand.
No, I had to be dramatic, didn't I? Yeah, and because I thought, I just know he knows exactly where I'm coming from. And it was great to have someone that understood exactly how you felt. And as soon as I started talking to him, it was like a weight was lifted off my mind. And every symptoms I said, you know, about always trying to work things out, getting the thoughts stuck in your head that you can't get out, that it's like stuck like glue, and just the fear, and he just knew exactly, and that was so wonderful to have that experience. So then I sent off for the it was cassette tapes then, and you had like 9 hours of listening, and he just. It's simple stuff, but very effective. And he shows you the way out, how to reverse the process of what you've done to yourself. And you have a great understanding of what you're doing wrong and what you're doing to yourself and how your thought processes work and everything. And it's just wonderful.
It seems to me that panic attacks as something that happens to people isn't as well publicised as some other, I suppose you'd call it a mental health issue, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are groups of people who get together to talk about different aspects of mental health, but less so for panic attacks. It's almost the one we don't talk about very much.
I mean, there's many manifestations, and it's just, you know, each one's, you know, it's like the biggie for them. It can be OCD or depression or whatever, but with me it was always a panic attacks.
And so this website, panicfree.co.nz, is the one you went to. What was so special about that? Was it this relationship and this fact that you thought he understood you?
Yes, it was definitely the fact that he understood me. That was the key to it all, really.
So I suppose anyone who's living with panic attacks and listening to the radio today, what they need to do then is find someone who understands where they're coming from.
Yeah,
it'll be different for everybody,
so.
Won't
oh,
it?
Yeah, I think, you know, someone who understands you is a massive key to helping. And then someone who also not only understands you but can actually show you the way out of all the fear.
So do you have strategies now for dealing with stressful situations?
Yes, he sort of teaches you how to rely on humour, but humour is a bit hard when you're having a panic attack. But it's like, it sounds pretty hollow at first when you try and use humour, but because eventually, after time and experience, the right inner voice kicks in before the voice of doubt tries to, you know, cause you to have panic. But it's also sort of facing your fear, but knowing how to do it. And it's just, you know, strategies that really work.
there's an event coming up week tomorrow in Sandbach where you'll be talking more about this, and lots of other people will be in the town hall as well. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, it's on Tuesday the 26th of June at 9:30, and it's called Cancer and Mental Health. It's for people affected by cancer and how that diagnosis has an impact on their life, really. And there'll be a range of speakers, questions and answers. And come along if you feel you find an interest in it. And it's for anyone with mental health problems. I'll be there with a stand, and I'll be talking about the program that the panicfree.co.nz. So yeah, do come along. Have the courage to come along, because I know people like me hide away and they don't. But have that dip that toe and come along.
How long ago wouldn't you have been able to do this interview?
Probably, I've been on this peaceful even keel for about 3 or 4 years now. And yes, it is very daunting coming here, but it's because I'm going to do it despite how I feel. That's the difference. Whereas before, I would be frightened of the panic attack. I think, let it come then, And once you stop fearing the panic attack, that's when life can start changing.
It's about taking control of your own mind, really, in your own life.
I wouldn't say control, because control sounds like there's fear involved. It's just letting it happen. It's like not getting involved with it, using humour, and just till the symptoms no longer matter. That's what it's really about. Until you're not afraid of it, and you'll still do the things regardless of how you feel. I'm feeling anxious now, but I still determined to do what I want to do. I'm not going to put my life on hold anymore.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for doing it. Good
Thank
to talk
you.
To you. You can see Yvonne next week, next Tuesday at Sandbach Town Hall at that cancer and mental health event. Yvonne Phillips, thanks very much.
Thanks
Good
very
to
much.
Cheers.
Thank you.